Now, speaking of Pretty Woman, if you think about the film and there's the scene where Julia Roberts has to go to a big fancy restaurant and she doesn't know how to eat properly because, God forbid, if you use the wrong cutlery at the wrong time for the wrong dish. And I still use what she was taught in that film as to what I should be doing if I ever get taken to a fancy restaurant. I didn't know those rules were still in place. Danny Valente, welcome.
Irish.
There are, well, I feel like rules are all out the window now because dining, there is high-end fine dining.
Yes.
Most of us don't do that.
Sure.
Though, we're sort of more middle of the road.
We are, but I think things have perhaps swung a little bit too far the other way. So I think that scenario you're talking about where you sit down at this table, you've got five forks on the left, five knives on the right, and a couple of them are different shapes. Perhaps one fork is only for asparagus. How are you on earth to know? So I think we've gone beyond that. But I think things have moved a little bit too far in the other direction where many people only ever eat food with their hands on the couch. Do they know what to do with a knife and fork at all? So I think what I've experienced...
I did have that worry about my daughter at one point. I was like, oh God, you're just... Because we're pretty relaxed with eating at home, you know? And I'm like, oh, actually, cutlery skills would be good to take into life
just
in the future.
Just a few basics. Like, I don't think that, you know, to leave the front door, you need to know which is the fish
knife. That being
said,
she can use chopsticks.
There you go. Well, yes. Yeah. Modern Australian life, I think many kids grow up using chopsticks and that's so great. But I guess there's etiquette with chopsticks as well, things that you might as well be aware of.
What am I doing wrong with my chopsticks?
Oh, well, I think the main one with the chopsticks is not to just poke them into the bowl of rice because that is something that you would do.
So can you go back for more dumplings?
The time of a death. So yeah, don't do that. Sorry, dumplings?
What? Yeah, can you go back in with the chopsticks everything in my life revolves back to dumplings somehow, but anyhow.
that's a good life. I like that too.
But can you go back in with the chopsticks for dumplings you're in a shared situation?
You're supposed to use your chopsticks they're supposed to be serving chopsticks, but in reality, people definitely do go back in with chopsticks. But I have heard of outbreaks of gastro in some Asian cities when it was traced back to a lot of sharing food using chopsticks to go back in. So it depends. You know, I guess that's a hygiene thing that's born out of etiquette, which a lot of these things. It's an etiquette thing that's born out of hygiene, as a lot of these things are.
So did you go to a restaurant school?
I did go to a restaurant school. So we have an amazing...
You'd do all right.
I was nervous because what if I was getting it all wrong? I'm a restaurant critic. What if everyone's sniggering behind their hands at the way I use cutlery? That would not be okay. There's a wonderful restaurateur that we're lucky to have in Melbourne. Her name's Angie Janikadakis. She used to work for George Kalambaras at the Press Club and other of his restaurants. She now has two of her own restaurants. And at the Carlton one, Epoca, she ran a restaurant school. And that's something she's going to do periodically because, as with many lifetime professionals in this industry, and Angie reckons she's served around six MCGs worth of diners in her career here and in Greece. So she's seen a few diners. She thinks that things are slipping. And it's not because she wants to make people feel bad or because she thinks people are necessarily doing things wrong on purpose. It's just that some of these things that used to be, you know, passed down perhaps are not. And people are so often eating in that more casual fashion, which is fine. But when they do come to a nice restaurant, perhaps there's just a few things it's worth remembering.
There's always that little piece of advice that was handed down to you from Nana or from someone, 1300 222 774. Your rules around the dinner table, maybe you've got some rules at home. I can remember we may have discussed this, but one of my best friends growing up, Christy Edwards, her family was a lot posher than mine. Well, they just ate in a more formal way than we did. And the first time I heard her have to ask to be excused from the table, I was a bit like,
yeah, what's going on?
The fact that you're even eating at the table impresses me and you're not in front of the tally. But, you know, there were rules within households even of how you would eat and conduct yourself. Did you have household rules when you were growing up?
I think, you know, I don't remember any particular rules, but I do remember my mum making fun of the whole notion of keeping your elbows in. So I think that was perhaps one. But she, I mean, this may not make for great radio, but if you press your elbows tightly to your sides, it's actually hard to get the cutlery in front of your face. So she would do this thing where she would turn her head, parody turning her head to the side so that she could get the fork to her mouth. So that was, that was a little bit of fun made out of a rule that, don't wag your elbows around. That was probably one.
So what are some of the things that you learnt at restaurant school that we are currently doing that we should stop?
Well, you touched on that one of stacking plates, and I think this really goes to to the heart of the matter, which is that people may think they're doing the right thing and actually trying to help by stacking plates. We're just making it easier for the waiter, but actually that's making it harder because the service professionals in a restaurant have a particular way of stacking the plates. There's a technique, which means they can carry a lot of stuff, they can get it to the kitchen and they can just deposit it where it needs to go. They can't just chuck everything into the sink in one big pile, right? It doesn't work like that. So what you're actually doing by trying to help is making it harder.
Have you ever waited tables as a living?
Yeah, I have.
You know when you would be all stacked up, because I've got quite a skill, I can carry quite a lot of plates, and then you would get to the table. This is not to take away dirty plates, this was to serve food.
You got them all up your arm?
Yeah, all up my arm. But then someone at the table would go, here, let me help you. And they would try and grab the bottom one, which is your support plate.
Yes,
which
disaster.
Is keeping another four plates in balance. And you'd be like, don't touch that plate.
But you want... I think the thing is people who are in restaurants, they want everyone to have a good time. It's all about, creating that magical, seamless experience. So you don't want to scold people. You don't want to tell them what not to do.
But, don't touch that.
But, yeah. So what you are doing if you do things like stack plates is making the person come back to your table again. And what this means is that they may not have as much time to go and pour the nice glass of wine for the next person to bring the bill to another table. It basically slows them down.
One of the rules too is to mop up spillages. Well, if you spill something, that to not use
your cloth napkin. Yeah, so I think some things that we do with cloth napkins can also be a little bit problematic. So don't put your cloth napkin on your dirty plate between courses. Just put it gently and neatly back down on your lap ready for the next course. If something spills, of course our instinct is to go there immediately and stop it dripping down. But it's actually, if you can, it's actually better to signal to the service staff and let them mop it up with the proper mopper-upper.
I don't know if this is a thing. You will know this, Danny Valente, this SMS. What is the current trend of young people holding their knife and fork in the wrong hands? Maybe they're just left-handed. Anyhow, also stabbing their meat with the fork and tearing it apart with the knife like a Neanderthal man. Manners and a bit of etiquette, please.
Yeah, look, I
is this a thing?
It could be. I mean, I'm left-handed and I use my knife and fork in the normal hand, so I'm not sure about swapping hands. I think that perhaps the thing with tearing at the meat with the knife is that people don't have brilliant knives for cutting steak at home, or perhaps they're not used to cutting meat at home. So they don't actually realise they've got a pretty decent implement in their hands and they can just gently, back and forth.
And probably the steak is probably cooked a lot better than what we've cooked it at home.
Could possibly be the case.
And it's turned into a piece of leather. The irony, though, is that this woman has worked with George Columbaris, who eats, his nose is almost in his food when he's eating and he holds his cutlery right at the base of his knife and fork. He needs to go.
Maybe she's hoping he's going to come along to restaurant school one day.
I think so. 1-300-222-774. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
I can remember doing etiquette classes at an all-girls Catholic school some 20-odd, maybe more, let's say almost 25 years ago. We had a teacher who taught us you were never to bring a bone to your mouth. So if you're eating a chicken drumstick, and of course a room full of girls, we all thought that was hilarious.
Oh, yes.
And then the other one was never to use a knife in a jam jar. You were only allowed to use a spoon, never a knife. So some really strict rules. And I went to the press club when Ange was there, and I had the pleasure of a really lovely lunch. It was a treat, and she was just such a sweetheart. I knew nothing about wine, and she was really helpful and, great experience, wonderful.
I just remember, too, my husband being taught at a similar thing, and there was maybe a home ec teacher, but she was quite fancy, and her rule was, and Anna, I don't know if you were taught this at etiquette school, that you must never break... you must never cut the bread, that you must almost always break the bread.
Yes,
so we say that every night at dinner.
I remember that one too.
It actually reminds me of this French person I met who actually had a fight with someone, I think it was a Dutch person, about someone was cutting the lettuce and that was not okay. You always folded the lettuce with your knife and fork. Yeah.
Oh,
so, look, I think a lot of
I got in trouble in France for eating my salad with my meat. A random person came up to me and said, you should not be eating your salad with your meat. Your salad is for the end of the meal. I already felt like a buffoon in Nice and, felt like such a non-French. But, I got told off by a random stranger. Good on you, Anna.
I think a lot of those really prescriptive rules for the sake of rules kinds of things have gone, thankfully, a bit by the wayside. So I think a lot of what the service professionals in restaurants are wanting to see is just a bit of basic respect. And I think chewing on a bone, if you can do it without really just getting into a big old mess, I think people
depends.
Will not mind seeing that.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, a lot of that's...
It's a sign of respect.
It's a show of appreciation.
Yes.
Absolutely. And if you're going to try to, neatly get with a knife and fork, you know, remove all the flesh from a chicken wing, well, good luck to you.
Chopstick etiquette in a sharing situation is to use opposite hand end of the chopstick to pick up the food item and then eat it with the usual end of the chopstick, says Thomas in Wheelers Hill. Okay, I'm going to try that, but then I'll probably mess it up. Hi, Rose.
Oh, hey. Look, I just wanted to say that I think that we have a certain responsibility to our children to prepare them for life when they mature and they go out into the world. If we don't set some form of example as to, for example, you know, not eat in front of the telly on the couch with their hands, but to sit at the table. I mean, even though they're only there for 15 minutes, but I think to sit at the table so that we're showing them, setting the example of how one does eat, just the
and
art of conversation whilst we're eating.
And it's beyond that, Rose, that it sort of the skills that you learn at a dinner table set you up for life a little bit.
Well, if we don't show them those skills, then I think that it's really unfair to send them out into the world so that they are embarrassed when they're in a situation, maybe at a business dinner or whatever, they're floundering.
Yeah.
I think that we talk about standard slipping, but I think if we don't show them, if we don't set the example, it's like saying please, thank you, or things like that. There's no difference in that as to having your children sit at the table. I mean, I've got two granddaughters, and sure, it was a struggle initially, but they knew that they sat at the table to have their meals.
And it's nicer, Rose, isn't it, too? And you have
let them go early off the table. But the thing is, they now, as they're older, now sit at the table and have a conversation with us. But if we hadn't really set that example, you know, they would be looking pretty gauche out there in the world. And I can't, you know.
Yeah, we understand, Rose, what you're saying. I think many people agree. Some would disagree as well. It depends on, I guess, what you do as a family, the hours that you work, all sorts of things. This text, ladies, thank you, Rose. My hubby is always astounded at poor table manners. His rules include elbows in, elbows off, table cutlery down between mouthfuls, no talking with food in your mouth, no stooping to the plate, no shovel large amounts in at once. My mum just taught me to start with the cutlery from the outside if in multiple sets of cutlery present and move your way in, says Penny.
Yeah, look, there's very few restaurants you'll ever see multiple sets of cutlery. They're more into replacing as you go these days. But it's such a resonant image, isn't it? The person sitting in front of a plate with all this mysterious implement surrounding them.
Just Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, outside in.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I learned from that film. Your biggest pet hate at a table, Danny Valent?
Oh, look, I do take photos of my food and I reckon it's for professional purposes, but I think a quick snap is okay, but I'm not into people being on phones at the table.
What about when someone has a fork in hand and talks and does this pointing with cutlery?
No, I'm not happy about that either. I don't mind if they hold it in their hand. I'm not with the previous texter who thinks it needs to be on the table in between mouthfuls, but I don't think gesturing with cutlery is at all okay, and especially not gesturing towards the service staff.
Oh, so I know.
Harumph.
I know. Rose would be mortified if she came to my house, can I just say. Sunday nights, Friday nights, very different rules, but
I think if they know how
relaxed,
to do it, I think a bit of relaxing in between is okay. We're all living our lives here.
If we jump online, what can we see on your website at the moment to cook?
I am all about tomatoes this month. Mm. Everything to do with tomatoes, passata, focaccia, tart, tomato paste, it's all there.
Danny Valent, thank you. DannyValent.com if you would like to check it out.
This is Rochelle Hunt on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, I had no idea there were quite so many rules when it came to eating in a restaurant. I knew the basics. I mean, I have watched Pretty Woman. Danny Valente had just joined you. And there is a new restaurant school where you can go and learn the rights and the wrong things to do at a restaurant. Just a few are, according to this particular school, to ask the waiter for assistance rather than Googling unfamiliar words on a menu or looking up the wine list. What you should not do is push your cutlery and plates to the centre of the table and then plonk your elbows in their place. And you should never touch a staff member, and you should never mop up spillages with your cloth napkin. Plenty of SMSs here. Etiquette, Rish, differs between cultures, and it's a melting pot that we live in. So we should be more tolerant of others. As a grandchild of immigrants, I didn't learn any of these rules. I'm not a child of any immigrants, but I didn't learn any of these rules either. Rish, I got told off by waiting staff in the US for finishing all the food on my plate during a Thanksgiving dinner. Apparently it was disrespectful, but we've grown up the opposite. And this, a dessert spoon and fork at mum's, so we didn't use our fingers. Watching a cooking comp in a situation, I constantly see the judges using a spoon and a finger to put that sponge onto the spoon. We see the celebrities do it and we follow it. And also this, no licking of the knife. See, I knew that one. Doesn't mean I always follow the rules, though. Hi, Rosalind.
Hi, how are you?
What are your rules?
When you have the fork in your hand, the prongs point down and you load it with a proper sized mouthful. You don't sort of have it dangling off and shoveling it in. You know, put the prongs up the other way and shovel it in. And you also, you don't load up the fork ready to put the next mouthful in while you're still chewing.
Ah, yes. Now, my nan taught me that, and I'd forgotten about that, Rosalind, until you just mentioned it. So it's sort of taking your time and almost, yes, wait till you finish that mouthful before you go in and start cutting, as opposed to just kind of shoving it in, like someone's going to steal your food, as my granddad would say to me. No one's going to steal your meal, Rish.
And just as a dietary point.
Yes.
If you look at Finn people, they put their knives and forks down and they take small mouthfuls. It gives their stomach time to tell their brain I've had enough and to stop eating.
Wow. And what's your rule in your household, Rosalind, as opposed to going out? Do you have house rules around the dinner table?
I'm me and myself. I usually stand and eat at the bench while I'm reading the paper.
Oh, there you go. That's one of my favourite things to do, to sit at the bench on your own and have a meal. And bench dining, isn't it funny? If anyone has a kitchen bench at home, how people gravitate around a kitchen bench as opposed to a kitchen table, there's something about it that's so lovely. Rochelle, elbows in, never on the table. And this, please, please never put your napkin in the plate when you have finished. And also, I check what time I order my food so they'll know exactly how long ago I ordered my food, says Nick. My philosophy is whatever you do, just look confident and you'll carry it off. There are too many rules about cutlery and how it's used and other stuff like plates, etc. Fine, says Karen in Flemington. I'm going to go with that rule as well. Just look confident. It's a good idea.